Hey Church, you're about to hear a clip from a new podcast from the Foursquare Church called Same Jesus Podcast. In this podcast, a Foursquare pastor and theologian, Russell Joyce and AJ Swoboda, you may have heard those names from Louis at one time or another, discuss all things Foursquare. In the first series, they're jumping into the tenets of Foursquare, core beliefs, what do we believe and why do we believe them. In the clip you're about to hear, you may have noticed in our sanctuary, there's a large wooden thing hanging with the verse Hebrews 13:8, which says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That verse is not only in our sanctuary, but in every Foursquare church around the world. So you're about to hear Russell Joyce and AJ Swoboda discussing why this verse, what it means, what's the significance. If you enjoy what you hear, we encourage you to search for Same Jesus Podcast wherever you get your podcast and subscribe. Enjoy.
So one of the things, unique things about our movement is our favorite verse, right? Which is like everything. Yep. It's like we put it on our walls.
It's the first bylaw for opening a church in Foursquare. Before it says anything about council, it says you need to have this verse in your church.
I don't even know if you have to like think through like what you think about Jesus. You just have to have the verse down.
Just write the verse down.
Yeah.
Put it somewhere.
If you have it
above the urinal.
Yeah. Anywhere. Actually, that was when we started the church. I called the district and I said, you know, we're renting a space. So where do I put the verse? And our district supervisor said, not jokingly, he said, just get some stickets, like yellow sticky notes. And just write the verse on there and just put them in random places in the church.
Take one with you.
And I said, you kidding me? He goes, no, just have it up somewhere. And, you know, the verse is a verse. And there's a lot of verses, which is Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Love the verse. I'm also grateful that our denomination didn't make other verses sort of the required verse.
Look to the ant, you sluggard.
Yeah, I'm grateful that's not the required verse.
If you walked into the worship center and you just saw, I don't know, something like, behold, it was Leah or something.
Yeah. I don't know, Matt, if people would, I mean, that certainly wouldn't connect on the same level. No. It doesn't have the street connection that 13:8 does. But really, you know, this verse represents not just a deep, like theological perspective, like a Jesus-centered perspective. It's also culturally very important for us in the sense that it speaks to some of the values that we believe in as a movement. Tell me about the verse.
Yeah.
Why the verse?
So here's my first question for you. As a theologian, Hebrews 13:8. I've read Hebrews chapter 13.
Yes.
How does that verse fit into the context of the rest of the passage? Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, Hebrews, the whole book of Hebrews, the context, it's written to Hebrews, Jews who have come to believe in Jesus as the Messiah.
Yeah.
And by virtue of just the whole kind of narrative structure of the book, the article, the author, who we are clueless as to who it may be, the author is going out of their way to attempt to communicate the story of Jesus by utilizing really key Old Testament texts. There's no New Testament books that quotes more Old Testament than the book of Hebrews. They're constantly, Matthew and Hebrews, they both quote a ton. So the author is trying to cast Jesus as the fulfillment of like the whole Bible.
The true Melchizedek.
He is the true high priest. All that stuff. So he is the central feature of, and the author, by the way, a lot of Hebrew scholars actually don't believe that this was originally written, that it was originally a sermon.
I've heard that.
So that it was originally, you know, spoken in
Could you imagine if Hebrews was preached in our churches today?
There's a point actually in Hebrews 10 where the author says to those who are listening, he makes a comment as though they're in the room still.
Yeah.
So somebody who's transcribing it forgot to take out to the reader, they say something about the audience. Could you imagine that to hear it read to spoken? So this is a text that was intended to be for real people on the ground. And the whole point is Jesus is the complete fulfillment of everything you've been longing for. Mm-hmm. And so when you read Hebrews 13:8, it certainly is set in its Jewish context, really important to understand that. But more importantly than that is this, the author of Hebrews wants us to see that what Jesus can do is to reveal to us that the power of God does not expire. And this is like for Foursquare, the thing is the idea that we do not believe in a past tense experience of God.
Amy's, she would often ask in her messages, is Jesus Christ the great I was, or is he the great I am?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he the same?
Which in our world, actually, Russell, you and I both know this. There would be whole movements that would actually disagree
on
some level with that perspective.
Absolutely.
That there are elements of the work of Jesus that have expired.
And what?
This is an important, not just theologically, but culturally. It's because we anticipate that Jesus continues to do this stuff.